It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now.
So I remember Quincy Jones talking about this preacher who had a new way of teaching. And then one of my former executive producers who produced The Oprah Winfrey Show for 10 years, Diane Hudson, where are you? In here. Diane Hudson? Yeah, she was executive producer for 10 years and produced for over 20. She knew a spiritual leader that I needed to meet. And it turns out they're the same people. So I interviewed Tim Story on Super Soul Sunday. And I saw Twitter was like on fire. Y'all was tweeting with so much inspiration. Tim Story is here to tell us about the heart and the soul of a comeback.
I was in Louisville, Kentucky, speaking to a group of kids, and I said to them, what do you want to be when you grow up? One little kid said, LeBron James. A little girl said, I'm a princess. Another little boy said, the president. Because when you are little, you think utmost. Somebody say, utmost. There are three levels of living: almost, most, and utmost. Almost means not quite. I almost was happy. Match.com almost worked. I almost lost the weight. I was raised in an almost family to start. My mother is Spanish, Vicentita Gonzalez. And she had a sixth grade education, worked at a place called Winchell's Donut Shop. Anybody ever been there? My father, steel worker, Bethlehem Steel, 10th grade education. And so when we wanted Converse tennis shoes, we almost got Converse. Levi's, we got Plevi's. So you almost start getting stuck in an almost life. Try that, say stuck in an almost life. But then one day some people gave us tickets to go to a place called Disneyland, also known AKA as the happiest place on earth. And as an 8-year-old, I went to Disneyland and my life changed because I went around Disneyland and they had like Tomorrowland and Frontierland and they had a bear that was singing and then they had It's a Small World. But when I went on It's a Small World, I'm telling you, my eyes got super giant because I saw all these countries, and it connected me to the person that I was really supposed to be. That even though I was trapped in an almost situation, I am an utmost person. See, the real you will make a demand on the you that you've become. You were never created to be almost, nor were you created to be most. To be most means there's a ceiling. If I was to let go a helium balloon today, even though the ceilings are so high, there's a ceiling. But where you're headed in 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, there is no ceiling. Somebody clap if you believe that. I like that song by the Black Eyed Peas. I'ma be, I'ma be, I'ma be, I'ma be. Come on, right? When you're little, most kids think, I'ma be, I'ma be. They have momentum. See, you can feel momentum, but you can also ride momentum. Little kids are always about playing. You got to go to sleep, but then can I play? But then you got to wake up and go to school, but then can I play? Yeah, but then you got to do your chores, but then can I play? They're in what I call the discovery zone. Say that. Say discovery zone. Discovery zone is where you are living life, not just going through life. Most of your childhood was in the discovery zone. I was raised by my three sisters and my mother, and I'm the youngest. And so when I was about five, and it was a rainy day, and my sisters were bored, they would play the Supremes, and somehow they had dressed me up like Diana Ross. But I just went with it. Because we're in the discovery zone. Some of us that were Poe, we didn't even know we were Poe because we were in the discovery zone. Right? So we start this life with momentum. Say momentum. It's a force. It's an energy. And you were 13 and you had momentum and you tried hairstyles and you got your first pair of Jordache jeans. It's all about momentum. But then challenges start coming. There's a scripture in the Bible that says unrelenting disappointment can leave you heart sick. Unrelenting means it just keeps coming. Like if problems came every once in a while, like if you're playing softball, watch. Like, here's a problem. How many know? Bam, you could hit that. And another decade, here's another problem. But sometimes problems come one after another. I was body surfing one day. I was 12. And I was at Sandy Beach in Hawaii. I was working on my suntan and body surfing. But I didn't know that Sandy Beach in Hawaii, and some of you have been there, the waves, they just come so hard, and they come one after another. And so I'm 12. I got my big old Michael Jackson afro super big back in the days of Soul Train. Come on, somebody. The hippest trip in America. So I'm out there. And I'm body surfing, and bam, a wave hits me. And then I get up, and bam, a wave hits me. Then I get back up, and bam, another wave hits me. And then I got back up, and one wave caught me, watch, perfectly, and hit and knocked my swimsuit straight off. So picture this. I'm thin. I got a big afro. And now I'm naked. And there's people on the beach, and I see my swimsuit floating. So you would think that the waves would stop. Like, time out. That brother's naked. Let him pick up his drawers. But the waves just kept bam and bam, and so... And so I'm coming after my swimsuit, and right when I almost get, bam, another wave hits. Finally, after a long time, I found it, and here I am clothed today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Let's try that. Say, unrelenting. Disappointment. Can leave you heart sick. See, that's not good, because if your heart is sick, your heart is your core. Faith comes from your heart. Joy comes from your heart. Peace comes from your heart, right? It's all in your center. So that's why you could be driving like in L.A. and ask somebody, can I get over, and they flip you off. Could be heart sick, right? You go to Thanksgiving with your relatives, everybody's feeling good, and you brought the apple pie just as they asked. But people are bothered with you because they're heart sick. Jealous people come out of a place of being heart sick. Envy out of being heart sick. Unrelenting disappointment can leave you heart sick, but a sudden good break can turn your life around. Somebody here, your life is about to get so good, it's about to be weird. Come on, clap like it's a possibility. So we all have momentum. Say it again, momentum. So watch. So you have momentum. Look at me. You have momentum. I'm a B. You have momentum. And then bam, you get bam. And then bam, the waves of life hit. Bam. And then many people have a setback. A setback. Could be a relationship. It was looking so good the first three dates. Now you got to change your numbers. Right? A set back. Divorce setback. Financial setback. Physical setback. Illness setback. Somebody passed in our lives setback. When most people have a setback, watch, they take a step back. Then a setback and a step back. In a setback, in a step back, and now watch, you find yourself so far away from the real you. And people many times sit in that setback. I don't mind you going through a tough time and staying there for a week or a month or a year, but a decade? So some people sit, say sit. Some people settle, say settle. And that's where we're headed today, because a lot of you that are watching here today, you have been settling in your setback, and you have therefore become a discount version of yourself. Well, you don't understand what I've been through, Tim Story. Mr. Life Coach to the stars, Mr. Quincy Jones says. Oh, really? We all been through hell. But to quote Winston Churchill, when you're going through hell, don't stop. Don't pitch a tent in hell. Don't build a Holiday Inn in hell. Come on, somebody. Don't even put a Ritz-Carlton in your hell. Say it. Say, don't sit.
Don't sit.
Don't settle.
Don't settle.
See, a lot of people, watch, they settle. They settle. And then they feel sorry for themselves, and their voice goes down. Have you ever noticed that when we're going through things, our voice comes down? If you only knew what he's been putting me through. Little kids, when they start in life, they've got to shout. When Miss Winfrey was interviewing me for Super Soul Sunday, we talked about this thing that she liked about sometimes life will knock the shout out of you. See, some of you started with a shout when you started into this life. There was a shout. You never see parents coming into the kids' room saying, pump up the volume up in here. Y'all, pump up the volume up in here. Because kids got a shout. Come on, we played with a shout. We danced with a shout. We partied with a shout. We had a shout. But life can knock the shout out of you, and now you're down to a whisper. Sit. Say sit.
Sit.
Say settle.
Settle.
There's so many people settling, feeling sorry for yourself, nursing it, cursing it, and rehearsing it. Come on, come on. Come on. I'ma be. I was in Washington, D.C., and I was speaking at this conference, and these two little girls came up to me, and they looked like Venus and Serena, and they were little tiny versions of them, and they had braids in their hair, and they had white beads like Venus and Serena used to have back in the day. And so these little girls came up, and I found out that one was 5, the little sister was 3, and they came up, and they were shaking their heads. Watch, they were going, shh, 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 shh. And you could hear it. They're going, shh, 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 shh. And their parents are going, shh, I'm talking to Mr. Story. And they just kept going, shh, 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 shh. So then I said, shake your head, shake your head, shake your head. And they went, shh, 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 shh. And then we were doing some adult talk. And then they said, hey, sir, say it again. I said, shake your head, shake your head, shake your head. Shh, shh. And then I noticed as they walked away, they said it to each other. They said, say it. And the little sister said, shake your head, shake your head, shake your head. What's your point, Tim Story? I'm trying to tell you. We cannot stay stuck. We got to have those shake your head moments even when we're not in the mood. We got to get our shout back. Somebody clap like you're going to get your shout back. Come on now. You don't know what he's done to me. Shake your head, shake your head, shake your head. My mother's at it again. Shake your head, shake your head, shake your head. I was at the DMV the other day and I just went, hey. I'm going to shake my head. Say sit.
Sit.
Settle.
Settle.
And some people know people that have cemented themselves in a setback. Ooh, they have cemented themselves. See, I would have had a good life had it not been for your father. Come on. Some people sit, some people settle, some people cement themselves. In 70 countries of the world, to sometimes 80,000 people at a time, I tell them, while you're feeling the sting of your setback, God is preparing your comeback. Somebody clap like your comeback is on its way. Come on. Shake your head, shake your head, shake your head. You're about to come back. I said, you're about to come back. See, but a comeback is not a go back. Oh, okay. See, because some of you have had a setback, and now you're going to try to go back and fix it all. Oh, if I could fix this, then I'll be all right. Come on. Then if I could fix this. No, a comeback is not a go back. That's past. Forget about the former things and do not dwell on the past, for behold, God is doing a new thing. There are new things happening for you. Your life is about to be incredible. Clap your hands like it's about to. Come on.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. You got my attention. Now, how do I do it? A God idea comeback is three things. It's God breathed. Whether you meditate, whether you study, whether you're like Oprah and you go outside in your beautiful home and you meditate and you think, a God idea comeback is God breathed when the ruach, the breath of God, comes into your soul. I'm with prisoners and I said, just meditate and let the breath come in. I'm with people that come back from war. I said, let the breath come in. With entertainers that you know that are in trouble, I said, let his breath come in. See, a comeback from God is God breathed. And when he breathes into you, you get inspired. I was watching these people. They were blowing up a balloon, and it was at this carnival, and they blew it up, watch, and then the arm came out, bam, and then the leg came out, bam, because it was a little clown, and then they kept blowing, and the leg came out, and bam, and that's what's happening to you. See, the divine is breathing life into you, and you're coming back. Clap your hands like you're coming back. Come on. Shake your head. A comeback is God breathed. Say breathed.
Breathe.
God inspired. Say inspired.
Inspired.
It's God endorsed. Say endorsed.
Endorsed.
See, if God be for you, who could be a... Not everybody's going to be excited about your comeback. Huh? There may not be a parade. Come on, somebody. There may not be a party. It doesn't matter. Because God's opinion of me makes man's opinion irrelevant. Let me tell you something about life. Life will come at you, but it's still good. There's two levels of living. There's the recovery zone and the discovery zone. The recovery zone is we're all being healed from something. How many of you would admit you're being healed from something? You better lift your hands or you're lying in the Royce Hall. Say that. Say recovery. But you are never meant to just stay in the recovery zone, because that wouldn't be called life. You are to recover and discover at the same time. So even though we are being healed, we are living life today. Fully present, fully feeling, fully alive. I close with this story. I was hungry one day, and I was watching the Lakers on TV, and I live by myself, and I don't know how to cook yet. So I went to this place called Chili's to get myself the old-timer. So I go to Chili's to get the old-timer, and I was excited about it because that's not how I usually eat, but so I wanted to get it. So I got the old-timer, and I got myself some fries, and I got myself a drink. But then I realized that I had an appointment the next day, and I didn't have enough gas. So I went to the gas station, and there was a brother, African-American young guy. He was out there, and he was asking for money. And it was December, and it was cold in L.A., which doesn't always happen. So he was asking me for money. I said, yo, man, I said, it's cold out here. I'm gonna give you a lot of money, but I got to hear your story, so you're going to have to hear a speech, so get in my car. Somebody say, it's time for your comeback. Well, little did I know that his mother had been praying for him, because he had a problem with being schizophrenic, and he was off his medicine, and he had come from Nashville to L.A. to become an actor. He was off his medicine, and he had been wandering the streets for a month. Y'all better pay attention. So his mother had been praying that he would get a breakthrough. And so now he's asking me for money. I bring him in my car, and he's sitting in my car. So I start talking to him, like, where are you from? And he's a little off. And the first thing he says is, he goes, what's in the bag? I said, that's a hamburger. He said, well, I'm kind of hungry. You got to remember, I was hungry first, remember? So I'm like, yo, brother man, I'm trying to give you money for the breakthrough, and now you want a hamburger. So I give him my hamburger. He's eating my hamburger in front of me. And then he says, what else? I smell something else. I said, those are some fries. He took my fries. So watch this, because this is awesome. The kid's in a setback, but the mother is praying for the comeback. But it takes somebody who's not just feeling sorry for themselves. See, if we just feel sorry for ourselves, then we cannot be an agent of change for somebody else. See, God will always deliver his deliverers. We are deliverers. Clap your hands if you hear what I'm saying. Come on. So why? It's a setup. Somebody say, it's a setup. People, it's a setup. The mom is praying in Nashville. The kid's out of it. No one's paying attention. That's somebody's child. So I said to him, what's the problem? What's going on? He said, I'm off my meds. I don't even know where I am. I said, give me the number. Give me your mother's number. He said, I don't know. I don't have a phone. I don't know the number. I said, you said you're from Nashville. 615. And then he goes, 578. He started giving me a number. That was not by accident. That was not by. That was not. Come on, people. That was not by accident. Why did you care? Because I've been through my own hell. Why did you care? Because I've been through my own pain. I can't leave that kid like that. Bam, it was the number. We called the mother on the phone. She goes, I can't believe this is happening. She said, I've been praying. The family's praying. We didn't know if he was dead. He's off his medication. We get him to his aunt's house, who was only 3 blocks away. See, sometimes we go through stuff, but thank God it did not leave you bitter. It left you better. It's time for your comeback. Thank you very much.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.